正道的题目是 "Be a leader"，做领导者。那把下面的时间交给 Pastor Burden。
Hi again.
Hello，大家好。
My wife and I just got back from a little mini vacation to Acadia National Park up in Maine.
我和我的妻子刚刚从一个小的旅途中回来。
And we went with my son and his wife and their five children.
然后我和我自己的儿子还有他，我的五个孙儿一起去的。
And we camped for the week.
然后呢，我们在那里露营。
Now, lest you think that we were suffering, we stayed in a motor home, and my son and his family stayed in a tent.
我觉得最困难的部分是我们住在一个旅行车里头，但是我的儿子他住在帐篷里。
So at night, we even had air conditioning.
因为我们住的那个地方有空调。
But the scenery was beautiful. If you've ever been to Acadia, you know how beautiful it is there. And we just had a wonderful time.
但是我们还是度过了一个非常愉快的时光，因为那边的景色非常的美。
Well, I want to speak to you today on Be a Leader.
我今天要和大家分享的主题是成为领导者。
A young man, I'm not having control here. Hold on. here we go. A young man had just gotten his driver's license.
有一个年轻人，他刚刚获得了驾照。
And so he sat down with his father and he asked if he could discuss with him the use of the family car.
于是呢，他就跑去询问他的父亲是否可以开家里的汽车。
And his father said, I'll make a deal with you, son.
他的父亲就对他说，那我们来做个交易吧。
You bring up your grades.
你首先要把自己的成绩提高。
You read your Bible every day.
你每天要读经。
You get your hair cut.
你要把你的头发修剪一下。
And then we'll talk about it.
然后呢，我们再来讨论这件事情。
Well, after about a month, the teen came back and he asked again his dad if they could discuss the use of the family car.
那过了一个月之后呢，这个青少年他就又回来询问他的父亲是否可以开家里的车。
And his father said, son, I'm proud of you.
父亲就对儿子说，我真的很为你骄傲。
You brought your grades up in school.
因为你已经提高了成绩。
You've been reading your Bible diligently. I've been observing you.
而且我看到你每天都在认真的读经。
But you didn't get your hair cut.
但是你还没有剪你的头发。
And the teen replied, yeah, dad, you know, I've been thinking about that.
然后这个少年就回答道，是的，爸爸，我一直在考虑这个问题。
As I read the Bible, I noticed that Samson had long hair.
因为我在读经的时候注意到参孙是长发。
And Moses had long hair.
摩西是长发。
And Noah had long hair.
挪亚是长发。
And even Jesus had long hair.
甚至主耶稣他也是长发。
Yeah, you're right, his father said.
他的父亲说道，是的，你说的都对。
But did you also notice that everywhere they went, they walked?
但是你有没有注意到他们都是走着去每个地方的？
That father was pretty smart.
这个父亲非常的聪明。
He was trying to stay one step ahead of his children.
而且他的这个预料总是比他自己的孩子领先一步。
So he could give them the guidance that they needed.
这样的话，他就可以给他的孩子适当的引导。
It takes a skill to be an effective leader in the home.
想要成为家庭中有效的领导者，需要一定的技巧。
It takes skill to guide your family in such a way that they respect your guidance and want to follow it.
领导者他需要一定的技巧，让家庭成员既尊重自己的带领，并且是心甘乐意的去遵循。
In fact, being an effective leader in the home is a skill which is transferable in any realm. A leader in the church, a leader at work, a leader in the community.
事实上，在家庭中，如果可以成为一个有效的领导者，那这个技能甚至可以让这个人在教会中、工作中，甚至是社区中也成为有效的领导者。
So the question is how?
问题是怎么做呢？
How can we earn the respect of our family and others that we want to influence for God and for good?
我们怎样才能赢得我们家庭成员以及我们想要影响的人的尊重，并且借此来荣耀上帝？
How can parents lead in such a way that their children and grandchildren want to follow their guidance?
父母具体应该怎么做呢？才可以让他们的孩子还有子孙去遵循他们的引导？
Well, in 1 Timothy chapter 3, we have a long list of the qualities of a good leader.
在提摩太前书的三章，我们看到了优秀领导者的一个特质清单。
Now, the passage talks about church leaders.
这段经文讲的是教会的领导人。
But we can stretch that to talk about any leader in general, a good leader, that is.
但是我们可以拓展一下，谈一谈生活中的一般领导人，那些优秀的领导人。
And it gives a list of qualities of these leaders.
他给我们列出了一些优秀领导人的特质。
For example, a good leader must be above reproach.
例如一个好的领导者，他必须是无可指责的。
That is, he or she must live a well-ordered life, both privately and publicly.
这意味着这个人他的私生活还有公开生活都井井有条。
Some people say, "Don't judge my public life by my private life."
有些人他可能会说，你不要来论断我的私生活和公开的生活。
The two are related. What you are privately, you're also going to be publicly.
但是其实这两条是紧密相关的。你在私下是什么样子，那你在公开也是什么样子。
And then we see that a good leader needs to be self-controlled.
我们也看到一些好的领导者，他必须有自持力。
That is, he's not to allow anything to control him or her that's outside of the bounds of God's Bible.
这就意味着说这个人他绝对不允许任何外来的东西来捆绑自己，让自己背离圣经的真理。
Specifically, our passage says, don't allow alcohol to control you.
圣经中特别提到了不要让酒精来捆绑你。
Or don't allow anger to control you.
不要让愤怒控制了你。
Or don't allow money to control you.
也不要让金钱占据你的心。
Well, right in the middle of that list, it makes it clear that these qualities of a leader are best demonstrated in the home.
你会发现我们刚刚提到的这些特质，好的领导人的特质，往往是体现在他们的家庭生活中。
In other words, if anyone wants to be a good, effective leader,in the church or anywhere else, he has to practice it first in the home.
换句话说，如果你想在教会中成为一个优秀的领导人，那你必须在家里进行练习。
Our passage says this in 1 Timothy verse 4 and 5. Good leaders must manage their own family well, having children who respect and obey them.For if you cannot manage your own household, how can you take care of God's church?
我们一起来看提摩太前书的三章四到五节，这样说道：好的领导者必须好好的管理自己的家，使儿女凡事端庄顺服。人若不知道管理自己的家，焉能照管神的教会呢？
Now this is saying that a person's leadership abilities.Are going to be tested in the home.
这意味着一个人的领导能力，在他的家庭中到底是什么样子？这是一个对这个人的考验。
In other words, if you want to find out whether or not someone is a good leader, ask his wife.
换句话说，如果你想确认某一个人他是否是一个好的领导者，那么你可以问一下他的妻子。
Or ask her husband.
或者他的丈夫。
Or ask the children.
或者他的子女。
Do they respect him or her?
是否这个人他有来自家庭成员的尊重？
Do they want to follow his lead?
是否他的家庭成员想要效仿跟随这个人？
Or do they resent the parents' attempts to influence them?
又或者家庭成员是否抵触、拒绝接受这个人的引导。
This passage teaches us that we can earn the heartfelt respect of our family and others by paying attention to two words that are in these verses.
这段经文告诉我们，只要我们注意这段经文中的两个词，就能够赢得家人和他人由衷的敬意。
And the first word is in verse 4, it's manage.
第一个单词是在经文的第四节，管理。
And the second word is in verse 5, and it's care.
第二个单词是在经文的第五节，照管。
And so let's take a look at them.
我们来一起看一下这两个词。
First, a good leader to earn the heartfelt respect of family and others must lead their own family.
首先，一个好的领导人想要赢得家人和他人由衷的敬意，那必须带领好自己的家庭。
Our passage said you must manage your family well.
经文上告诉我们说，你们必须妥善地管理好自己的家。
Literally, that word means you stand before them to guide and direct them.
如果从字面意思上来看的话，就是说你必须得站在你家人的前面去引导带领他们。
Now that's what the word manage means in the original language.
这才是管理这一词在圣经原文中的定义。
It's picturing someone who stands before a group of people.
他描绘的是一个人站在一群人的前面。
And he or she is in charge.
这个人他身上担负着管理的责任。
And those under him willingly obey his or her directions.
这些在他领导之下的人自愿去跟随并遵守他的指示。
In the context of the home, Children respect and obey their parents because they're the ones in charge.
同样，放在家庭生活中，当孩子尊重并顺服自己的父母，是因为他们身上有管理的责任。
And they do it willingly, not because they're forced to do it.
孩子们去顺服父母是出于心甘乐意，而不是强迫。
They do it because they respect their parents.
他们愿意顺服是因为他们尊重父母。
And they know that deep down inside their parents know what is best for them.
并且他们心里深刻地明白父母知道什么对他们是最好的。
There was a little girl who was standing on her chair at the table.
有一个小女孩她就这样站在桌子旁边的椅子上。
And the father told her to repeatedly sit down.
她的父亲反复地告诉她要坐下。
But the little girl repeatedly refused to sit down.
但这个小女孩却一再地拒绝坐下。
Finally, in anger, and this is not a good leader.
这个不是个非常好的一个例子，因为她爆发了，父亲爆发了。
The father yanked her off the chair, swatted her on her behind, and sat her down on the chair.
最后呢，这个愤怒的父亲就猛地把他从椅子上拉起来，拍了他的背一下，然后把他塞回了椅子上。
She was sitting.
小女孩坐在那里。
But in defiance, she said to her father, I may be sitting on the outside, but I am standing on the inside.
这个小女孩就愤愤不平地对她父亲说，虽然我现在坐在这里，但是我的心还站在那个椅子上。
Now any parent can get their child to obey them on the outside.
任何父母呢都可以让孩子表面上顺服。
Just by using brute force.
因为我们只需要通过蛮力就可以。
Or manipulation.
或者是操纵。
How many times has a parent says, "Well, if you do this, I'll buy you that."
因为我们父母经常会说，如果你听我的话，我就给你买这个买那个。
That's not what true leadership is all about.
但真正的领导其实并不是这个样子的。
The question is, do the children obey on the inside as well as the outside?
问题的关键点就在于我们的孩子是否是从内心真正的顺服父母的。
Do they obey with proper respect?
他们在顺服父母的同时，内心是否有对父母的尊重？
It's possible.
有可能是有的。
And for it to happen, you have to be there.
如果你想要这样的尊重，那我们必须要参与在那里和孩子在一起。
You have to be there to stand before your family.
你必须在那里站在家人的前面。
You have to be there to direct the affairs of your family.
你必须在那里指导家庭事务。
Parents don't take a passive role in the home like many men and women in our culture do.
不要像我们文化中有许多的男性和女性在家庭中他们扮演的是一个被动消极的角色。
Men, don't let your wife do all the work in managing the children.
男人，你不要让你的妻子来做所有管理孩子的工作。
And parents, don't expect the school or the church to manage your children.
父母，你也不要指望学校和教会可以来帮助你管理你的孩子。
Instead, you've got to take the initiative.
相反，你要非常的主动。
For example, read to your children.
例如定期的给你的孩子读书。
Teach them character, that is what is right and what is wrong.
帮助他们塑造品格，分辨是非。
Play with them.
陪伴他们玩耍。
Pray with them.
和孩子们一起祷告。
Bring them to church, don't just send them to church.
带他们去教会，而不只是送他们去。
Take the initiative for the spiritual development of your children and grandchildren, as well as for their academic development.
在孩子属灵的成长上，长辈要起到一个主动引导的工作，就像指导他们的学业一样。
When our children were little, I read to them every day.
当我的孩子还很小的时候，我每天都会给他们读书。
One was a regular story from a children's book.
每一天呢，我都会抽取一个儿童读物的普通故事讲给他们听。
And I didn't just read to them. It gave me an opportunity to talk to them as well.
我不仅仅是给他们读书，然后呢，这也是我和他们交谈的一个机会。
To ask some questions about what we were reading.
然后呢，去问他们一些问题，我们读的这本书它的意义是什么。
And to make application to their life.
并且你将如何的应用到你的生活中。
Whenever I go to my grandchildren's house, the little girls climb up on my lap with a book. And they'll say, Grandpa, read to us.
每当我去看望我的孙辈的这个小女孩，我的孙女总是会拿着一本书爬上我的大腿，说：“祖父，你可以给我读这本童话书吗？”
And now my son has 5 children, and the oldest one is 15. And before I know it, all 5 of them have gathered around, even the older ones, and they're listening to this children's book.
每当我开始读书的时候，五个小孩子他就会聚集在一起，甚至是那个最大的孩子。我的儿子一共有五个小孩子，最大那个孩子已经15岁了。
And then as my boys got older, I read to them chapters from a bigger book.
当孩子们长大一些之后呢，我就给他们读大孩子的书。
Like the Little House on the Prairie.
像草原小屋系列。
And the Hardy Boys series.
以及哈迪男孩探险小说。
I also read biographies to them of great heroes.
我也会给他们读一些人物传记，像一些伟大的英雄。
Historical figures as well as missionaries.
历史人物，还有一些传教士他们的传记。
And then in addition to that, every morning we read a chapter from the Bible.
然后呢，此外每一天的早上我们也会读一章圣经。
And after we read it and talked about it, I then prayed with them in the morning as we began our day.
在每一天清晨我会和孩子们一起祷告。
And I prayed with them before each meal.
我会和他们每次在开饭前一起做饭祷。
And I prayed with them at night when I put them in bed, even all the way up to the time that they were teens.
每晚的时候我都会和他们一起做睡前祷告即使他们已经长成青少年。
As a father, I saw it was my responsibility to develop in them an awareness of God as well as His truth.
我将帮助孩子们认识神以及真理作为我自己的责任。
The Bible says, actually God says, that wisdom begins with Him.
因为圣经告诉我们认识耶和华是智慧的开端。
And so that's what leadership is all about.
这才是我想要大家了解的领导力。
Now this is not to say that a wife can't do that also.
这并不是说一个妻子她不能做上面这一切的工作。
And in some cases, a mother or a wife has to do it because the husband or the father just is not there physically or spiritually.
其实在很多情况下，一个妻子、孩子的母亲也必须要有同样的责任，尤其是当自己的丈夫、孩子的父亲无法亲自陪伴或者属灵上帮助孩子的时候。
But I see it more as a shared responsibility, father and mother working together.
其实准确的来讲，这应该是父母共同的责任，父母需要相互配搭，一起做这个事情。
You see, the issue is when it comes to the raising of children, make sure you're there.
当谈到抚养孩子的问题，我们必须确保的是我们要参与其中。
Having a part of doing things with them.
和孩子们一起做事情。
Training them,
训练他们,
nurturing them,
养育他们,
teaching them,
教育他们,
just be there,
就是要和他们在一起。
Leadership is not telling others what to do.
领导力不是说要告诉别人该怎么做。
It's taking responsibility.
领导力在于承担责任。
It's taking the initiative.
有主动性。
It's doing.
要实际的行出来。
It's setting an example for the rest of the family to follow.
为其他家庭成员树立一个跟随的榜样。
And that's what I would encourage you to do.
这是我鼓励大家要去做的。
Take responsibility for your family.
为你的家庭主动承担责任。
Take the initiative to lead them.
主动的去引导家庭成员。
Set an example that they can follow.
并且呢，自己要活出一个他们可以效仿的榜样。
Tony Evans talks about a Major League Baseball superstar recollection of his boyhood days at home.
托尼·艾文斯博士他曾谈到他儿时关于美国职业棒球大联赛的一些回忆。
He and his friends and family, along with his dad,played baseball quite often in the backyard.
他和朋友还有他的父亲经常在他们的后院打棒球。
And as a result, the grass had taken quite a beating.
结果就是这个对于草地有很大的损坏。
It didn't look all that good.
草地看起来非常的差。
There was more dirt than there was grass.
泥土要比草多得多。
And one day, as the children and the father were playing and having a great time, the mom called out.
有一天呢，当孩子和父亲玩得正开心的时候，妈妈向他们喊道。
She said, "Can't you guys find somewhere else to play?"
你们就不能找另外一个地方去玩吗
？You're killing the grass.
因为你们把草地都踢坏了。
The father and husband replied, "Honey." We're not raising grass, we're raising children.
然后呢，这个父亲就回答说，回答道，亲爱的，我们的目标不是种草，而是抚养我们的孩子长大。
Now that man took a part in the raising of his children.
这个父亲呢，他参加了抚育孩子的工作。
He took the initiative to spend time with them.
父亲主动的花时间去陪伴孩子。
He knew that he and his wife had a responsibility to raise the next generation.
这位父亲清楚地知道他和他的妻子有抚育下一代的责任。
It was their responsibility, not the schools, not the churches, not the governments.
抚养孩子是他们自己的责任，而不是学校的，不是教会的，也不是政府的。
As parents and grandparents, if you want to earn the heartfelt respect of your family, you must do the same.
所以作为父母或者是祖父母，如果你想赢得家人从心底发出的尊重，你就必须这样做。
You have to take the initiative in raising your children.
你必须主动的去抚养孩子。
You have to be there to lead your family.
你必须和家人在一起去带领他们。
You need to be there to stand before them so that you can show them how they are to live.
你必须要站在那里，站在他们的前面，才能向他们展示应该如何去生活。
Now, I can't overemphasize the importance of this enough.
我不知道该如何再多的去和你们强调这一点。
Your influence is the key to your child's or children's well-being.
因为孩子从你那里所受到的影响和教导是决定他们未来幸福的关键。
And whether you like it or not, you are the primary influencer of your child's life.
无论你是否接受或喜欢，你都是你孩子生活中最重要的那位影响者。
And if you're not there to take an active role, your children could very well be lost.
如果你并没有在那里扮演一个积极的角色，那你的孩子很有可能就会迷路。
And this is especially so of the father.
做父亲的更为重要。
Ever notice in scripture that whenever the scripture speaks of the raising of children, the instruction is addressed to the fathers?
你是否有注意到，就是当圣经中提及到抚育孩子时，所有的教导和指示都是针对父亲的。
For example, Ephesians 6:4 is classic. It says, Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord.
以弗所书的六章四节最为经典。这样写道，你们作为父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Now what that says applies to mothers as well.
这个经文同样也适用于母亲。
Mothers are not to provoke their children to anger by the way they treat them.
因为通常做母亲的她不会去惹儿女的气。
And mothers are to bring up their children in the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord.
母亲在抚育孩子的时候也是遵循主的教导和警戒。
But the verse is addressed to fathers.
但是呢，这一段经文却是重点对父亲说的。
And why is that?
这是为什么呢？
Because fathers tend to take a back seat when it comes to the raising of children.
因为在抚养子女方面，父亲们总是会倾向于退居第二位。
In fact, the Bible says that a sign of revival in a society is fathers turning their hearts toward their children.
圣经告诉我们，一个社会复兴的标志就是当父亲的心转向儿女的时候。
The last verse in the Old Testament speaks of a great spiritual awakening, a revival.
在旧约圣经最后一句经文，是对世人一个非常大的属灵觉醒。
And here's what it says in Malachi chapter 4 and verse 6. God promises that he's going to send a prophet or a preacher like Elijah. And he says, his preaching, notice this, will turn the hearts of fathers to their children. And the hearts of the children will be turned to their fathers. Otherwise, God says, I will come and strike the land with a curse.
圣经呢是这样告诉我们的。在马拉基书的四章写道，他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来诅咒遍地。
Now why turn the hearts of fathers to their children?
那为什么要将父亲的心转向儿女呢？
Because God knows that a father plays an important role in the raising of children. He is the main influencer.
因为上帝知道在养育方面父亲起到了非常重要的作用，父亲是那个主要的影响者。
When fathers are good leaders of their children,
如果这个父亲他是一个好的领导者，
and when children willingly follow the leadership of their father,
那如当孩子们愿意也自愿的去跟随父亲的领导时，
society is going to be better.
那我们的社会就会变得非常的好。
Dr. Paul Bitz is a professor of psychology at New York University.
就是保罗·维兹，他是纽约大学的一个心理学教授博士。
He's the author of the book The Great Importance of Fathers and How Mothers and Others Can Support Them.
他曾经写过一本书叫《父亲的重要性》，以及母亲和其他人该如何做支持工作。
And he studied the lives of more than a dozen of the world's most influential atheists over the last 4 centuries.
在过去的十年里，他研究了近四个世纪十几位世界上最具有影响力的这种无神论者的生活。
And as a result, Professor Bitz discovered that they all had one thing in common, and that was a defective relationship with their fathers.
研究结果显示，这些人他们身上都有一个共同点，就是与父亲关系的缺陷。
This defines defective fathers as those who were dead or abusive or weak or who abandoned their children.
维斯教授他将有缺陷的这种关系定义为丧父、遭受虐待、关系淡薄或者是被遗弃。
For example, and you don't necessarily have to recognize these names, but their writings are influential to this day.
我想给大家一些例子，你并不需要认识这些所有的人，但是他们对今天有非常重大的影响。
Your children will study them in university.
就是你们的孩子在大学中很有可能在学习他们的一些东西。
Sigmund Freud wrote that his father was a sexual pervert.
西格门德弗洛伊德写到他的父亲是一个性变态。
Thomas Hobbes' father was an Anglican clergyman, a pastor, who got into a fight with another man in the church, and subsequently, he abandoned the family and just left the mother and the children and was gone.
托马斯·霍布斯他的父亲曾经是一个英国国教的牧师，但他曾经在教会和另外一个男人打了起来，最后甚至抛弃了他自己的家庭。
Ludwig Feuerbach, at age 13, was abandoned by his father, who openly took up living with another woman in a different town.
13岁的这个路德维希·费尔巴哈，他被自己的父亲遗弃，他的父亲公开与另外一个女人住在一个城镇。
Voltaire fought constantly with his father, causing him later to reject his surname.
他不断地和他的父亲争执，到了后来的时候，他甚至放弃了他自己父亲的姓氏。
Schopenhauer's father committed suicide when he was 16.
叔本华的父亲在他16岁的时候自杀身亡。
Both Bertrand Russell and Nietzsche lost their father at the age of 4.
伯特兰·罗素和尼采都是在4岁的时候失去了父亲。
Sartre's father died before Sartre was born.
赛特，在他出生之前，他的父亲就去世了。
Camus was a year old when he lost his father.
加缪在失去他父亲的时候只有一岁。
Hume also lost his father in early childhood.
休米他也是在幼年的时候失去了父亲。
Hitler's father was a violent man.
希特勒的父亲是一个暴虐的人。
He unmercifully beat Adolf.
他常常无情地殴打他。
And he died when Adolf was 14.
他的父亲在14岁的时候去世。
Stalin's father also brutally beat him.
斯大林的父亲也曾残酷地殴打他。
Now these were influencers of society.
这些人对我们社会的影响都非常的重大。
And all of them denounced God and advocated philosophies that were contrary to the Word of God.
这些人，他们都公开地抨击上帝，他们所提倡的哲学都是与上帝的真理背道而驰的。
Their relationship with their father or the lack thereof played a big part in how they behaved as well as what they believed.
这些人，他们与父亲之间这个关系的缺乏，在他们之后的行为以及信仰方面起到了很决定性的因素。
And all of them believed that there was no God.
因为他们所有的人都不相信这个世界上有上帝的存在。
If a study were to be conducted of the behaviors that we are seeing going on in the news today,
如果我们仔细研究一下现在新闻上所报道的一些社会行为，
where we have violence and burning of Bibles and vulgarity shouted at policemen and disrespect of police.
例如我们现在所发生的这种暴力事件，焚烧圣经，攻击警察，对人不尊重等等。
We would find the same thing, a lack of a good father leadership in the home.
你们会发现这些行为之间有一个共同点，就是他们的家中缺乏来自父亲的引导。
Some time ago, the Department of Health and Human Services reported,that girls without a father in their life are 2.5 times more likely to get pregnant and 53% more likely to commit suicide.
在不久前，卫生与公共服务部门出了一个报告，在没有父亲引导的这些女孩，她的早孕几率会高出 2.5 倍，自杀几率则高出了 53%。
And boys without a father in their life are 63% more likely to run away and 37% more likely to abuse drugs.
一生中没有父亲引导的男孩离家出走的几率可能性高出 63%, 滥用毒品的可能性则高出 37%。
And both girls and boys without a father involvement are twice as likely to drop out of high school and twice as likely to end up in jail and nearly four times as likely to need help for emotional or behavioral problems.
一生中没有父亲的男女孩，他们高中辍学的几率高出两倍，入狱的可能性也高出两倍，他们在情绪和行为上出现问题的可能性高出四倍。
And all of this is to say that a father's active involvement in the lives of his children is vitally important. He is a main influencer.
这所有的数据都告诉我们，父亲积极参与其子女的生活至关重要，他是那位最重要的影响者。
But as I said earlier, it actually takes both parents.
但是正如我之前所说的，实际上这需要父母双方的共同努力。
Parents, if you don't want your children to be lost, and if you want to earn the heartfelt respect, both of you must take an active role in managing the affairs of your household.
所有的父母，如果你不想孩子迷路，并且想赢得他们发自内心的尊重，那么你们两个都必须在管理家庭事务中发挥积极作用。
Both of you need to stand before your children, often, daily, to show them the way.
你必须站在孩子的面前，经常并且是每一天去引导他们该怎么做。
In a word, you must lead your family.
换句话说，你需要站在他们的面前去带领他们。
And then you must love your family.
然后就是你必须要爱你的家人。
Our passage says you must care for them.
我们的经文告诉，圣经告诉我们，你必须照顾他们。
That is, you must put their needs above your needs.
这意味着你必须把他们的需要置于自己的需求之上。
If all we do is take charge, then we're tyrants.
如果我们所有做的一切都是为了掌控，那我们就是一个暴君。
And people obey only because they feel forced to obey.
人们服从我们仅仅是因为他们感到压力，迫不得已。
But if we take care, then we're true leaders and we earn the heartfelt respect of those who are under our care.
但是当我们用爱心去照顾他们的时候，那我们就是真正的领导者。
It's the second word in our passage to which we must pay attention if we want to be effective leaders.
这就是我们要成为有效领导者必须注意的第二个单词。
It's the word care in verse 5.
就是在第五节经文中出现的照管这个词。
A leader must manage their own family well, having children who respect and obey them. For if you cannot manage your own household, how can you take care of God's church?
好的领导者必须好好管理自己的家，使儿女凡事端庄顺服。人若不知道管理自己的家，焉能照管神的教会呢？
Now this is the same word that is used of the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10.
这个单词其实与路加福音十章中那个良善的撒玛利亚人使用的单词是相同的。
You remember him.
你应该记得圣经中有这样一个故事。
An Israeli man was attacked and beaten and robbed.
有一个以色列男子他遭受了袭击、殴打和抢劫。
And it was so bad he was nearly dead.
他的境遇非常的糟糕，几乎要死。
Some people came along, people in leadership positions.
有一些人纷纷从他的身边路过，有些甚至是教会中的领袖。
But they didn't want to get involved.
但是这些人却不想管这件闲事。
So they just passed by the man walking on the other side of the road.
所以他们反而选择径直走过，然后躲得远远的。
A Samaritan man, a foreigner to the Israeli, stopped.
但是一个外邦人，撒玛利亚人停了下来。
He poured medicine on the beaten man's wounds and he bandaged them.
他为这个被殴打的人包扎伤口，上药。
And then he took him to an inn.
并且把他带到店里。
And he stayed with him for several days.
和他同住了几天。
Providing for him and paying for him until he recovered.
供给他身上和财务上的需要，生活上的需要。
In a word, this Samaritan cared for a man the so-called leaders wouldn't even get close to.
换言之，这位撒玛利亚人，他帮助照管了一个连那些人尊称为祭司都不愿意去靠近的人。
The priest, a religious leader, walked around him.
祭司，一位宗教的领袖从他的身边走过。
The Levite, a political leader, also walked around him.
一个利未人，政治领袖从他的身边走过。
Now these are people who are supposed to care, but they didn't care.
这些人是我们印象当中他们应该去管照管这个人的人。
Only the despised Samaritan cared for the man.
但却只有那个被人轻视的撒玛利亚人照管了这个需要帮助的人。
And as such, he had an influence that continues to this day as we think about what he did over 2,000 years later.
同理呢，有一个人，他的影响力也一直持续到了今天。当我们回想他两千年前所付出的代价。
True leaders love people.
一个真正的领导人，他是爱人的。
And by that love, they influence the next generation for years to come.
并且这样的爱，它可以影响延续到下一代。
We don't gain the respect of our families by demanding it.
我们想要得到家人的尊重，不能只是向他们索取。
We don't gain our families' respect by insisting that they submit.
我们也不能够赢得人的尊重，靠强行要别人屈服。
We gain respect when we take the initiative to serve people and to love them.
只有当我们去主动爱人、帮助人的时候，才会获得尊重。
And that's what it means to care for them.
这才是照管的意义。
I like the way Paul Carson put it in his leadership journal.
我非常喜欢保罗·卡尔森他在《领导力》杂志中所讲的话。
He said, "Your spiritual leadership begins at home."
他说，你属灵的领导力开始于家庭。
In dealing with the family, remember that you have been blessed by the Lord, not beatified.
当你参与家庭事务的时候，你要记得，你不是在享福，而是你享有主已经给你的祝福。
Some parents think of children as burdens that they can't wait to get rid of.
有的时候，他们把家人视作是一个负担。
He went on to say, "Don't expect your wife to stop asking you to carry out the garbage."
所以你不要指望妻子会停止要求你清理垃圾。
And don't expect your children to stop asking you to do something with them.
你也不要指望你的孩子停止要求你与他们一起做一些事情。
We earn the heartfelt respect of our families by serving them, not by demanding our rights.
我们赢得敬重是通过为家人服务，而不是通过宣告自己的权利。
And that's the way we earn respect in any context.
这就是我们在所处所有环境中赢得尊重的方式。
Not by demanding it, but by serving those God calls us to lead.
不是通过要求和索取，而是通过顺服神的命令去服务那些身边有需要的人。
Philippians 2:6-11 makes this very clear.
我们一起来看一下腓立比书的二章六到十一节，讲得非常的清楚。
Jesus earned the respect of the whole world, not by hanging on to his rights as God.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己。
But by emptying himself of all of those rights and stooping to serve, even to the point of the death of a cross.
反倒虚己取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
Therefore, the scriptures goes on to say, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
既有人的样式就自己卑微存心顺服以至于死且死在十字架上所以神将他升为至高又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名叫一切在天上的地下的和地底下的因耶稣的名无不屈膝无不口称耶稣基督为主使荣耀归于父神
Mark 10:45 says the son of man who also was the son of God came not to be servedBut to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many.
马可福音的十章四十五节也说到， 因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
And that's how Jesus earned the respect of the whole world.
耶稣就是这样赢得了全世界人的尊重。
He didn't wait for us to come to him. We never could.
他并没有等着我们去寻找他，因为我们永远都做不到。
Instead, he came down to us and he spent time with us and he died for us so that we could live with him for all eternity.
他来到我们的中间来寻找我们，与我们共度时光，甚至为我们而死。正因为如此，为我们付上代价，我们才可以在永生里和他永远在一起。
And all we have to do is trust him as our savior from sin.
我们需要做的仅仅是相信他为我们的罪做了救赎。
David Elkind is a psychologist and he's author of the book Reinventing Childhood, Raising and Educating Children in a Changing World.
就是这个人戴维艾尔森，他是一个心理学家，他曾经的时候写过一本书叫《重塑童年：儿童的发展和教育》。
And he tells a story of visiting his middle son's nursery school class when he was little at the request of the teacher.
书中提到有一次他去旁听儿子在幼儿园的课程，老师希望他去到班上去观察一个有问题的孩子。
As a psychologist, she wanted him to observe a problem child that was in her class.
因为他是个心理学家，所以呢，老师希望他去帮忙去观察一个问题儿童。
But while he was there, David overheard a conversation between his son and some of the other boys.
当他在那里的时候，他无意中听到了儿子和其他一些男孩之间的谈话。
And their conversation went like this.
他们的谈话大概是这样的。
Child A.My daddy is a doctor, and he makes lots of money, and we have a swimming pool.
孩子 A 说，我父亲是一名医生，他赚了很多钱，我们有一个大泳池。
Child B, my daddy is a lawyer, and he flies to Washington and talks to the president.
孩子 B 说，我的父亲是律师，他常出差到华盛顿，并且与总统会谈。
Child C,My daddy owns a company, and we have our own airplane.
孩子 C 说，我的父亲拥有一家公司，我们有自己的飞机。
David Elkind's boy said, "My daddy is here," and he proudly looked in his father's direction.
艾尔金的孩子说，我爸爸就在这里陪着我。说完，他自豪地看向父亲。
Dad and Mom, your presence.Means more than anything else to your children.
父母们，你们的陪伴对于孩子而言比什么都要重要。
More than your money.
比你的钱重要。
More than your position at work.
比你的职位重要。
More than the things you buy them.
比你买给他们的东西要重要。
The time that you spend with them means more than anything else, because it says, I.
你的时间对于他们来说比什么都要重要，因为这表示你在对你的孩子说我在乎你。
And so if you want to earn the heartfelt respect of your family, then you must lead them and you must love them.
所以如果你想要赢得家人从心底的敬重，那你就必须要引导他们，并且你要爱他们。
To lead them is to manage them well.
去领导他们意味着你要管理好他们。
But you also need to make sure that they know you care for them also.
并且你也要确保他们知道你是在乎他们的。
David Kraft was a big, strong man, all muscle.
大卫·卡夫他是一个高大强壮的人。
And at the age of 32, he was 6 feet 2 inches tall and weighed 200 pounds.
这个人他浑身上下都是肌肉，在他32岁那一年，他的身高6英尺2英寸，体重有200磅。
He had been to a Christian seminary, and so he ended up working with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
由于他身体强壮，他就得到了神学院基督教运动员奖学金，并且顺利毕业了。
There are many professional athletes who are Christians, and so...He conducted Bible studies with them and encouraged them in their faith.
他在上学期间的时候，他就开展了这个团契，并且和他们一起来学习圣经。
But then he was diagnosed with cancer.
但是他却被诊断出患有癌症。
It traveled fast throughout his entire body, and over a period of time, he dropped from 200 pounds to 80 pounds.
这也毁了他的身体。在经过一段时间之后呢，他的体重直线下降，从200磅下降到了80磅。
When he was about ready to pass from this life into eternity, he asked his father to come into the hospital room.
当他准备好从今生走向永恒的时候，他邀请父亲进入他的病房。
Lying there in the bed, he looked up and he said, Dad, do you remember when I was a little boy?
当他躺在床上的时候，他抬头对他的爸爸说，爸爸，你还记得我小的时候，你是怎么把我抱在胸前的吗？
And how you used to hold me in your arms close to your chest.
你还记得你是把我怎样把我的头靠在你的胸前？
His father nodded.
父亲点了点头。
And then David asked him, do you think, Dad, that you could do that one more time, one last time?
大卫问道，你可不可以再像那样抱我一次，最后一次？
Again, his father nodded.
父亲再次点了点头。
The father bent down and he picked up his 32-year-old, 6'2", 80-pound son.
父亲弯下腰，抱起了他32岁、6尺2寸、80磅的儿子。
And he held him close to his chest.
将他抱在胸前。
So that his son's face was right next to his face.
使儿子的脸紧贴着自己的脸。
They were eyeball to eyeball.
他们四目相对。
Tears were streaming down both of their faces.
泪水从脸颊上流下来。
And the son said to the father, Thank you, Dad, for building the kind of character into my life that enables me to face even a moment like this.
儿子对父亲说，爸爸，谢谢你在我生活中树立了那样美好的品格，使我有能力面对这个时刻。
Character that enabled him to be brave.
然后让我可以有能力面对这样一个艰难险阻的时刻。
Character that enabled him to have courage.
然后让他有勇气去面对。
Character that enabled him to have faith in his God.
并且让他有信靠神的能力。
And parents, I dare you to be that kind of parent or grandparent to your children.
我希望在座的父母们，你们也可以成为这样的父母或者是祖父母。
Dare to build in them the kind of character that will enable them to face anything in life, even hardship.
帮助，让你们来帮助孩子们树立他们的品格，使他们能够面对生活中任何的事情，甚至是艰难险阻。
And then you'll be a real leader.
这样你就会成为一个真正的领导者。
Not only in your home, but among your peers as well.
不仅是在家中，也会在同龄人中成为一个真正的领导者。
Lead your family, be there with them.
你需要在那里参与到其中来领导你的家庭。
Love your family, let them know and feel that you really care for them.
你需要爱你的家人，并且让你的家人知道你是在乎他们的，爱他们的。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank you for the instruction that you give us in the Word of God.
主啊，我们真的是感谢你赐给我们今天这样宝贵的话语。
And we know this instruction is good.
主啊，我们知道你的话语都是良善美好的。
And as parents, if we were to follow this instruction, we will be able to successfully raise our children.
主啊，我们做父母的，我们会遵循你的教导，然后成为你所合你心意的父母。
Enable us to be the kind of leader that you want us to be in the home.
主啊，也求你特别来帮助我们，让我们可以成为你心目中想要我们成为的那样的一位真正的领导者。
To be a leader that our family can follow.
主啊，让我们成为一个家庭的领导者，成为他们可以效仿、跟随的对象。
And to be a leader that really cares.
主啊，也让我们成为一个有爱心的一个领导者。
And in the meantime, we pray for our children, the children that are in our church.
主啊，我们也为我们教会中所有的孩子献上祷告。
We pray that you will protect them from the attacks of Satan.
主啊，我们向你献上呼求，求恩主你保护我们的孩子们，来抵御外界一切的攻击。
And enable them to be young people of character.
主啊，让他们真的是成长为一个拥有美好品格的这样的一个人。
Help them to choose the right and not the wrong.
主啊，求你赐给他们分辨是非的能力，并且让他们有能力去选择那美好的。
And this I pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
主啊，祷告不配，乃是奉我主耶稣基督宝贵的名求，阿门。
好，感谢